Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2486, How to Win at Money by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network. Today's post comes from Optimal Finance Daily, where articles covering all types of information on personal finance are read to you every day. You can follow or subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, here's Diana with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
How to Win at Money by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. Recently, I received an email from a reader. It went something like this. We just don't feel like we're winning at money. Do you have any advice? I'm not going to include any details of the message. They're not necessary. But the sender phrased an important question. How can we win at money? When most people think of winning or succeeding at money, they do so in terms of comparison to other people. They wonder, do I have as much money as others? If so, they assume they are winning. One problem with this approach is that looks can be deceiving. One friend may dress in nice clothes or drive a nice car, but have so much debt their net worth is below zero. Another friend may drive a modest car, but have investments well above the averages. We never win at money by comparing our possessions with others. In fact, we never win at life when we compare ourselves to others. Winning at money should be defined differently. The question we should be asking is, am I meeting my financial needs and spending my money in a way that's aligned with my values? If you are, you are winning at money. The goal each of us should pursue with our finances is to meet our needs and align our spending with our passions. How then do we win at money? Given my definition, here are the steps we should take to win at money. Number one, don't see money as a competition. One of the most joy-robbing things you can ever do is compare your income, savings, or net worth with another person. Remember, you have a 1 in 7.35 billion chance of being the wealthiest person on the planet. If you are not the wealthiest human alive, comparing your money is always going to be a losing proposition. There is always going to be somebody with more. So don't see money as a competition with others. See it as a competition with yourself to make the most of the little bit that you have. Number two, if you have food, shelter, and clothing, remind yourself you have enough. If money is not a competition, then what is it? Money is merely a means to expedite trade. It allows us to purchase the things we need for life, food, shelter, clothing, etc. If you're able to meet the needs of your family, it's important to remind yourself that you already have enough. Does that mean you eat at the fanciest restaurants in your town or live in the most expensive neighborhood? No, it doesn't. But it does mean your needs are met, and that is something to celebrate. To get a sense of how your income compares to your fixed costs, use a personal spending plan. Number three, don't buy stuff you don't need. Most people hearing this blog post earn enough money to live. Not everyone, of course, but most. One reason we struggle to get ahead financially is because we waste so much on things we don't need. One way to win at money is to reject excessive consumerism. As an example, we chose to pursue a more minimalist life in 2008 and have saved over $150,000 from unnecessary spending since then. you can do the same. Number four, save some money. One way or another, put some money in savings every paycheck. Even if it's only a few dollars each pay period, find it and put it aside. You can open a savings account at your local bank, or you can use online resources like Robinhood if you'd like to invest in stocks, or Capital One Savings if you just want the interest. I currently use all three options for personal savings. Number five, give some money. Your money is only as valuable as what you choose to spend it on. One of the quickest ways to feel like you're winning at money is to use them to help solve problems you're passionate about solving. Again, you may only be able to give a few dollars each month, but give something somewhere. Not only will this gift help others, it will give you a great sense of satisfaction in life and serve as a reminder that you already have enough. Number six, ask questions. If you want to win at money, find somebody you look up to and ask as many questions as possible. Ask them how they got started making money, saving money, or investing money. Ask them what lessons shaped their decision-making over the years. And ask them about specific circumstances in your life. Most people want to help you, but when it comes to something as personal and private as money, they're not going to step into your life without an invitation. If your goal with money is to have more than the person next to you, you'll never be content. Additionally, if you're looking for money to provide you with happiness and security, you'll never find enough. These are not the proper measurements to determine if you are winning at money. Are your needs met? Are you spending your money in a way that aligns with your values? If so, you're winning. Well done. You just listened to the post titled How to Win at Money by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. I think winning at money isn't necessarily about having more money. I think it's having enough money to live below your means so that you can save and invest. And you won't know how much is enough until you get really clear on how much you need. This clarity comes from engaging with a budget and tracking your spending. I think you also need clarity on what you want to do with your money. Do you want to buy a house, travel the world, or retire early? What would enough money buy you? I was once at an event about financial independence where a number of us shared our plans to reach FI and allowed the group to poke holes in it and double check our numbers. One presenter had an awesome plan to work up to $10,000 a month in profits from real estate investing. However, he was living really comfortably on $5,000 a month. So someone in the audience asked, "Why do you need so much more? What do you plan to do with all that money?" And the presenter was stumped. He just thought $10,000 sounded like a good number, and he was willing to work super hard to get there, but he had no desire to change the lifestyle he already had. Enough isn't just a number in the bank account or one you're working towards. It's also a state of mind. I know people who are multimillionaires, and they still don't feel like it's enough. They have a constant desire for more, even though they cover their expenses easily and have more than they need from a numbers perspective. It reminds me that money is only as valuable as your clarity on how you'll use it and your comfort level with how much is enough. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.